You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's back with me in the studio, and on the phone we have Paducah Art Guild's Susan French. Susan, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Hey, Susan.
Kate, hello.
Yes, we're on the air.
Okay.
And I want to start off by saying thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, look at your calendars, because we're talking about something really special that's going to happen on the 12th, Saturday the 12th of October. We're getting a jump on so you all can factor it into your appointment making. Susan, as we said, is with the Paducah Art Guild, and we're talking about an event at Purple Toad Winery in Paducah. It's called Art in the Vineyard. Susan, you're on. What's going to happen?
Well, this is going to be our third year, and we snagged October last year, and the weather was so great we thought we would try for October again. We're calling it Art in the Vineyard, and we will have a number of musical acts. We have two musical acts. We have food, and of course there's wine tastings going on all day, and we will have our artists set up to do demonstrations of their work and also to have their work for sale.
Tell me more about the music.
Okay. Well, I also want to mention that it's from noon to 5 on Saturday.
Yeah.
At Purple Toad Winery. We don't want to miss that. It's a one-day show.
Nice afternoon.
The music, it'll be beautiful. The music, we've got two acts this year, as a matter of fact. We're celebrating our third year, so we thought we'd go with two. Local singer-songwriter Mark Donham, who has played at the Lowertown Festival and also been invited a few times to be at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. He will be singing from noon to 2. We're really excited about him. He's kind of easygoing, really nice. He's also an artist, by the way.
Yes.
Also, and then starting at 2 and going until 5 will be Nashville's Meet the Seavers. That's their name. And they are comprised of two people, Dorothy and Jay Seavers. They sing. Jay's accompanies on the bass fiddle. I would describe their music as something across between bebop and jazz.
Cool.
And they do a lot of, they have a lot of fun while they're playing too. They're really well received. And they've also played at the Lowertown Festival. So people who were at the Lowertown Festival might remember them.
Well, it's neat that you have the music element while you're at the vineyard. Now, the Paducah Art Guild has about almost 30 members now, and I'm presuming, tell me if I'm wrong, that it will be members of the Paducah Art Guild showing and demonstrating. And tell me a few members and what they're going to be doing.
Okay. Well, I can't give you all their names. I'm afraid I'll leave somebody out. But I will tell you what kind of art we have. We started out with just our members exhibiting the first year and selling their work. This year we've asked a few people who are non-members to come in. Actually, I didn't even have to go that far. They became members when they heard about it. So we have a variety. We have professional artists who regularly sell their work and have a following. We have teachers, retired teachers. We have students. We have people who are new to the art scene, but we have some wonderful talent. And you'll see everything from jewelry and accessories to wood turning, pottery, drawing, painting. We might even have a fiber artist in there somewhere. And I think it's just going to be a good day. Last year, the wood turner was doing demos. He brought a small lathe with him, and he was kind of the center of attention. So I'm encouraging all the rest of the artists to do something to show how they make their art. So it should be fun, and people can ask questions. We might have some interactive things going on. I'm still talking about that with the group.
I have some more questions, but I want to say again that we are talking with Susan French about the Paducah Art Guild's Art in the Vineyard at Purple Toad Winery, Old US 45, from noon to 5 on Saturday, October 12th. So I've got that out of my system, Susan. I want to know about the food.
Well, the food will be supplied by Heavenly Cakes and Cafe. They're a local, I thought they were a sandwich shop, but they've got more than sandwiches. They do Cuban sandwiches, and they do soups and salads and so on, and they have delightful desserts. So they'll have those at the winery as well. And we're going to set up the music and the food in the shelter that's next to the tasting room of the winery. And they have huge doors that can open up, so it will be open to the outside. So you'll be able to hear the music before you even come from the parking lot.
Now, I also want to know about the Paducah Art Guild and what y'all do.
Well, we started... hard to describe. We started as a, well, we wanted to have more than two-dimensional art. We decided to open the guild to all kinds of visual art. And we, because I've got friends who do, are ceramic artists, make jewelry and a variety of other things.
And you paint.
And I paint. We do. Oh, gosh, let's see. We've got, let me think. We have a jewelry artist who makes her jewelry out of recycled material, and they're all, each piece is unique. She also makes wonderful tote bags and handbags, and she also, she uses fabrics from, like sample fabrics from furniture upholsterers. So it's super, really exotic, really luxurious fabric, and they're very sturdy. They're beautiful bags and totes. So she would be very interesting to talk to. She'll tell you a lot about what she does. The wood turner is from Nashville. He just happens to be my brother-in-law, so it'll be a family reunion for us. And he will bring a small lathe. He's going to be turning some pieces, and he's been known to sell them right off the lathe. But he has a beautiful array. He really has been working hard to fill up his inventory, so that'll be fun. We have, let me see, we have three potters, ceramic artists, and they're going to be bringing their work. So it's fun to have more than one because you get three different styles. And the same thing for the painters. You know, you'll see all different kinds of styles of painting. We'll have something more modern. We'll have work that is multiple media, which is kind of fun. One of our members does wonderful multimedia work, and folk artist. Yeah, I think I mentioned that. Anyway, so it'll be a good group.
So the Paducah Art Guild, do you meet monthly? How does one become a member, etc.?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We do have a monthly meeting, and we don't own any real estate, so our monthly meeting is the first Tuesday of every month, which happens to be tonight, at the McCracken County Library, located at 555 Washington Street, 555.
Yeah.
And we're on the second floor. It's at 6:00. We're going to be talking about a variety of things. Needless to say, we're going to be talking about the Art in the Vineyard event to kind of close up some details. And our president is going to have a kind of a little tutorial on doing multimedia or multimedia work. She's going to be bringing some supplies, so she'll have things for people to do. And our meetings last typically less than 2 hours, so we've got a lot to cover in less than 2 hours. But I always invite people to come. Just show up at 6:00 and tell us who you are, and we'll see what we can do.
What are your dues?
Pardon?
How much do you have to pay to be a member?
Oh, I'm sorry. The dues. Well, we've kept it steady at $25 a year, which is probably why we don't have any real estate. We're kind of a low-budget group. I mean,
it sounds like you have fun, though.
We do. We have a wonderful time. I'm very pleased to be able to tell you, though, even though our dues are low, we do have a fundraiser, and our fundraiser is the Purple Toad event this year, last year. The winery is nice enough to give us a portion of their sales for the day, so that'll be wonderful.
Well, I guess I haven't asked, is there an entry fee in addition to going there?
Well, the members don't have to pay an entry fee. That's part of their privilege of being a member. New members or new people coming in who are not members, I am asking them to pay in $25 plus an additional $10, and they would become a member and be able to exhibit. I think we're pretty full at this point, but if anybody's interested, they could call me. I could probably fit in a couple more people.
But just regular people coming to see the artists and to buy artwork and to enjoy the ambiance of the music at Purple mm-hmm. Toad Winery. Is there an admission fee for us?
There's no admission fee. Just come and enjoy.
Wow.
The music is free. Well, you know, we're pretty frugal, so we've been able to do this. But it's just a really good opportunity to be out in the fresh air, and it's a pretty good event.
Yeah.
Last year was bigger than the first year, and we're hoping this year will be a little bit bigger than last year.
Excellent. Susan, thank you for being with us today on Sounds Good.
Well, thank you for having me. Come out and see
you. Again, it's Art in the Vineyard at Purple Toad Winery, U.S. Old 45, Paducah, from noon to 5 on Saturday, October 12th.